The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, the 24th of August. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Expanded walk-in humidor. Great customer service. Still doing so much for our community. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Good morning
to Jared over there.
Jared, hi.
Good morning.
You're looking spiffy this morning, buddy.
Thank you.
And
okay,
course,
tell us about what's going on with, and good morning to me, too. I know I
that's what I was
right.
getting ready to say. Good morning, Linda.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, Jared, sports. What's happening with football? And
we start tonight.
We do, and Connor Sutton's going to be here at 7:30 this morning to talk about the game.
Oh, great. Okay, that's excellent. Start tonight. Well, good morning, Jared, and thank you for the printout for the weather. Oh, my God, you guys. Okay, it does say that we are still in widespread haze and areas of smoke, and that is throughout Tuesday. Today, our highs will be 90. Isn't that lovely? With our lows of 64. And tomorrow, our highs will be 94, and Saturday night, 64. Sunday calls for 91, Monday, 88, and Tuesday, 88. So we can bring out the long sleeves. Isn't that fabulous? Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Air quality index is about the same. We're going to be getting some information on that here in a second. But while we're doing that, we have Captain Smith.
Hello. Good morning.
Us. She's with Titan.
It's Titan.
Looks like he's about 4 pounds.
He is, and he actually is a high stepper, so he's really proud of the fact that he's 4 pounds, and he's just...
No, he's more than that, isn't he?
Yeah, he probably is. He's probably about six.
Cutest thing. I picked him up. He's calm. He's got such personality. If you're looking...
Kind of a brindle.
Yeah, he's a brindle.
Yes,
looking,
that's that neat brindle marking.
Yeah,
you know.
Chihuahua, and but you know what? A lot of times when you think of a Chihuahua breed, you think of... You know, completely hyper and shaking. This dog is mellow. He's a dude.
He is. He is really a good boy, too. I took him home last night, because I always do, and he liked my dogs just fine, slept on my couch with me. He is housebroken. I know that sounds weird to say, but a lot of little dogs don't realize that they need to go out, you know, to go potty a lot of times. Unless you teach them. He's been taught, and he goes outside to go potty. And he plays. He's running around the living room just playing and having a good old time. So I really like him. If I already didn't have five, I'd consider it myself. But
this is what we love about the Haven Humane. You know, Mark and, Amy, you, Captain Smith, all of you have, like, an abundance of dogs and menagerie of cats and other things. You know, if working at Haven, that would be hard. Let me tell you something. I know we're going to be taking a trip coming up that we committed to last year, but when we come back, we're thinking about that. And this dog would be the closest that I've come in a long time to just bringing this dog home. Titan, he's 8 years old, but, you know, with Chihuahuas, they last.
Yes. Oh, yes. They can live a very nice, long life. He could probably lose a few pounds because he's been eating pretty good, you know, but he's not bad at all. He's nice and trim. He just needs to maybe drop a few little pounds, but he's healthy. He feels good. He's just a love. I really, really like him, and I'm very happy to bring him here to you.
Is he purebred?
No, he's probably got something going on in there, but I'm not really sure what it is.
He looks like a buffed up Chihuahua.
Yeah, well, that's why he's Titan, you know, because he is a buffed up little guy.
He's a little dude.
And he doesn't take no prisoners. I mean, he likes to walk around like he's a tough guy, but he actually gets along really well with the other dogs. So
yeah.
But this isn't for a house, really, with little kids.
We're looking at about eight and up. He'd be fine.
Yeah.
That's what we figured him for when we did his temperament test. I think he'd do okay with kids as long as the people are paying attention and not letting them grab them. And that's the thing you have problem with. You have little ones, you know, they like to grab onto them like kids do. And
My grandson, when he was like 3 years old, picked up our dog underneath his arms, underneath her arms.
Yeah.
And they were walking around like that. Dog never said anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, so the dog was almost touching the ground.
She was more pliable to it with her
years. Yeah, probably at that point. Yeah. You know.
So how are things, what is happening with Haven Humane now after the fires? And thank you for all that you've done.
Oh, thank you.
How are dogs and cats and other animals? What do we need to do?
Well, you know, the dogs and cats are finally getting back to their homes. What would be really great is if there are some people out there that might be able to foster some of these people are displaced with their homes gone, and just for a little while, so if they'd be willing to take maybe a couple of cats or a couple of dogs into their home and work with the owner of the dogs to house them just temporarily till they can get something set up. That seems to be one of the things we're having a little bit of a struggle with, because they're claiming their dogs are wanting to get their dogs and cats back that we're taking care of, but they don't have anywhere for them to go while they're in this interim. So if there are people out there that would be willing to foster care with the owner for just however long it takes them to get things situated, then they can get their animals back, because none of them really want to give up any of their animals. I mean, they've already lost their home.
Right.
So they want to try to work
something
out. The
way they're staying, they can't probably have the animals,
right,
which is the problem. So if you can go and take a puppy or a dog, and then let the owners then will come over,
right,
I guess, and
right,
maintain relationships with them. So you're kind of like having a adopting both of them.
Exactly.
For
just
a while.
For a little while till they can get themselves situated. A few of them are having to board them at other facilities and such, because we're not a boarding facility. We have to bring in cats and dogs all the time. But we will keep them and work with them as long as it takes to get everybody going back to their proper home.
How do people find out about if they feel like, hey, I'm going to be around, I can foster?
Well, if they call Haven Humane Society and talk with our foster care coordinator, that would be FOM, and she will she'll set them up. You know, she'll get them hooked up, and we would love to be able to do that, because we do have probably about 10 or 12 that really need a little help for a little while. That would be great.
Okay. Captain Smith from Haven Humane, and she brought Titan in, who's napping.
Cute.
No, he's just saying, you know what? I'm happy where I'm at. I'm sitting in Captain Smith's lap, and this is exactly where I belong. So I'd like you to think really long and hard today about just taking me home with your five other dogs, because I'll fit right in.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Okay. Hey, thanks so much for coming in.
You're
welcome.
And
this is just a really cute dog. And, you know, it's going to be a good family dog, and a good dog for somebody that maybe just wants, you know, a buddy.
That's it. He'd be great.
I could see him running in and seeing you every day when you come home and loving on you and things like that.
Yeah. He's cute. Follow you around. Yeah. Be your little dude. Sit at your feet while you're, you know, doing your stuff.
Yep. Jared, what was the air quality index when you were looking at it, buddy?
It was 93.
Okay.
Or 94.
94, which is not bad. You know, it's people were actually seeing clouds in the sky last night. They were sending me photos of clouds in the sky. So, you know, I mean, Matt, you know what? We get excited about clouds in the sky because everything has really just been gray and smoky. I ran outside, but I didn't see it. Obviously, I'm in the wrong area or looking in the wrong way. Anyway, okay, Captain Smith, thank you so much
for
being
welcome.
With us today.
Thank you, guys.
Give our best to everybody out there.
We will. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Good best to you and Titan.
Hey, you know, the all these things that are going on, and we're running around doing 1,000 things. It's great to get back into the bed at night, our sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is 60, and I don't know. Maybe it's because we've got so much going on, and we're going from spot to spot to spot. And when I lay down, I mean, that's it. And even to the point at 4 o'clock when Elk Killer wanted to go out this morning, I just slept through it. But Linda didn't.
Right, because I got up with the dog.
You got up with the dog.
At 4 a.m.
And here's the best thing is when you come back and you get back in the sleep number bed, you go back to sleep right away.
I absolutely do. And my sleep number setting has been staying at a steady 55. Which is when we first got the bed. That's what I went to, and I've been fluctuating, but I came back to 55. So do go see your sleep number bed store.
Right.
That's in the Target shopping center next to the vitamin store.
That's because right now they've got the largest, one of their largest sales on beds that you're going to find. You can save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed now through Labor Day. 50%. Think about that. And you're only going to do that at the Sleep Number store at the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Mart. Head on down there. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Lay down and let them, you know, find out the difference in Sleep Number. We'll be right back, 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on Friday, the 24th of August. Now, today, tonight, at 7:30, Connor Sutton's coming in to talk about the football season. It's getting ready to kick off tonight. Yeah, and then after that, we're going to have Lou White come in. Lou White, you know, Lou White is famous throughout Redding and Northern California here. He has band, and, you know, he plays like six different instruments and all this.
He's great.
But he's been also, he's lived off the grid. He's lived off the grid in French Gulch for a long time.
Built a house.
I mean, they have,
with his own hands. I mean, he just built that house.
And when the evacuation order came, Lou stayed. And we're starting to read these, more and more and more about things that have happened to people. And we're getting ready to talk about a few of them, tragedies. And in this case, it wasn't a tragedy, but it was truly a man with tenacity and just said, I'm not leaving here. So we'll be right back after these messages, and we'll be getting into all of that as soon as we return.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Redding are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood-look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back.
Good morning. David Bowie.
David Bowie. Hey, it's 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on Friday the 24th. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. If you've got something you'd like to chat with or talk about today to our friends out there, 61 degrees going up to 90 today. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil on the lines, just like everybody else that's fighting this fire. If they need fuel, SST Oil's got their tankers up there. When the firemen leave, the tankers leave. The people at SST Oil have been there for over 50 years. That's right, one of the Reading's premier companies to work for. It's employee-owned. You can't say enough about these guys and girls. Give them a call at 530-241-1167 for any of your fuel needs, CFN cards, or if you're looking for a job, your drivers, you're looking for a good job, pays well, keeps you around, yeah, SST Oil. You know, the things that happened, okay, the car fire, the latest, 94% contained.
Yay.
It hasn't really grown very much at all. You know, they're kind of keeping it there and they're pushing it off to the sides. They're running the backfires on it. The Hearst fire, on the other hand, has grown to 22,000 acres, is only 17% contained. And when you look at that, it's they're saying it's caused by humans. Now, I'm not sure by a human cause. I'm not sure if it was like an offshoot of the car fire or what, come to think of it, that when this thing started. The big thing about that, though, is how they're, you know, there's a page that I've been looking at, and it's got this information, and it tells everything about it, how they're backfiring it, where they're fighting it down in the, you know, how they're trying to start the backfires, where they're doing it, the problems they're having with when it hits private land. It's got a lot of slash out there. There's a lot of, it's burning conifer tree. I mean, it's got everything in there. Obviously, they're pulling it right off a green sheet or something that the Cal Fire has. It's got a lot of information in it. And the name of the site is, let me pull it up real quick.
And meanwhile,
it's called the, it's ncweb.nwcg.gov. NCWeb. So anybody can go to that. INCI. NCWeb. And it's got everything about it. Talks about it, where it started, all these things.
That's excellent. Well, yeah. Meanwhile, of course, San Francisco is, they're smoked out. You know, not smoked out, but Bay Area sky is dark and murky. And then we, of course, have the hurricane in Maui.
20 inches of rain already, up to 20 inches more could be hitting Hawaii. Think about this. They've got tourists that are leaving hotels and moving into evacuation centers off the beaches because the surf's coming in. And they're, even though it's projected that the hurricane will not hit the islands themselves, but they're getting the full extent of the rain and the winds there.
Well, a fire broke out in Maui as well with the hurricane warnings, just 3 to 4 acres in size, but it began to spread and the residents in the area are being evacuated.
In Maui?
Mm-hmm.
During the rain?
In Maui, yep. Hurricane Lane's latest fire breaks out in West Maui. Hawaii residents evacuated in blaze.
You know what? When you were speaking about Hawaii, let's just change something so we got totally different. Let's talk about the Little League World Series.
Oh, you're so,
you know,
that's
what?
The best.
If you have not watched the Little League World Series, you need to do that. And yesterday, the two teams were Michigan and Georgia and New York, Staten Island, against Hawaii. And these kids are just absolutely fabulous kids. I mean, the way that they're playing, but the way that they treat each other is just remarkable. Like, this one kid gets a just, it's a screaming drive out to the outfield, and it looks like it's a for sure base hit. And this other kid, and this little 12-year-old, 4'9", 78 pounds, leaps in the air, catches it, rolls around on the ground, comes up with the ball. Well, the kid that was just, I mean, really robbed of a hit, as he rounds first base and he sees the other player catch it, he takes his hat off and he doffs his hat to the other kid, saying, "Great catch.
Great catch." That's the kind of thing that's happening.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it. Makes my heart fill.
If one of the teams got a home run, as they go around the bases, the other opposing team players are giving them high fives.
Good job.
You know, it's like, when you're seeing things like this, oh, and the one kid gets hit by the pitcher. He gets over to first base. The pitcher goes over there.
Well, it's one of they have this new helmet that comes around that has the
flap
that covers their jaw. And this ball would have shattered this kid's jaw if it had hit it. So great new gear that is protective for the right reasons.
The kids in Little League have to wear it. The kids playing Major League Baseball, it's offered too, but a lot of them don't do it.
Right.
But the pitcher goes over to him and makes sure that, hey,
he's okay.
Sorry, are you okay? I mean, this is the kind of game. This is the kind of game we're seeing out there. And you got the Hawaiian kids were talking about every time they'd say something, they'd remember their home back in Hawaii and pray for Hawaii because of the hurricane coming and all of these things happening. But if you're just talking about watching a bunch of kids playing really good baseball and having a great time, and the coaches are being cool about it. Everybody is doing exactly what you think Little League baseball should be.
And they're being good sports so far that we've seen. And Connor Sutton will be here in after the break, and actually he just walked in. Where I'm excited to see if he's been watching it and what he thinks, because I think we learned a lesson from
Little
League baseball.
The way they treat each other.
Yes, and even the parents in the stands. Well, we just watched it last night. We take two
watched
shows
two games,
and watched
watch
it.
Two games. And, you know, and the kids from Georgia are, you know, they they are just battlers. They came back and won a game after being behind four runs. But so did Michigan. Michigan was behind, and they came back. But last night, the game ended at 4-3. And it was just, like I said, great, great playing, great sportsmanship. The coaches, you know, they wired. Okay, here's the kids. This is Little League. The coach comes out. They've wired the coach. And he's talking to the pitcher. He says, well, you know, we need to do that. And you can see the coach is, you know, he's rubbing his face. He's kind of like rubbing his nose when he's talking about it. And you can hear one of the kids say, oh, get your finger out of your nose. It's disgusting. This is Little League. And then another one, he's taking the pitcher out. Pitchers, and he says, I want you to go first base. No, can I play second? And no, play first base. And, you know, this is Little League. This is, you know, hey, can I play second? No, hey, I want to play shortstop. You know, it's just a wonderful experience. If you need to be uplifted for 2 hours or an hour and a half, because it's only six inning games, go to, I don't know who it was
and
on.
And automatically, if it's 10
ESPN,
runs.
ESPN. Yeah, yeah.
If you're 10 runs, the game's over.
Game's over. So the kids from New York.
Boy.
They got hammered by the Hawaiians. They had a grand slam home run last night.
That little kid held it together, the pitcher on the New York team.
Oh, yeah.
He was pitching the first time, and all the bases were loaded, and you watched his face, and I thought, oh, my God, this is priceless. But he held it together.
Yep. Anyway, it's on, I think, ESPN. But if you get a chance, I think the playoff championships will be Saturday, and then the Sunday will be for the world. You know, for the world. And you know, when you talk about the World Series, this is truly the World Series. It's the only World Series. When you call it the World Championship of Major League Baseball, that's not true. It's the United States. It's the World Championship. Mm-hmm. It's not in Japan. I mean, you talk about football. you know, pro football. It's only in the United States. They don't play games, they don't play it, internationally and say, okay, this is the, we're the champions. And in the NBA, they just play in the United States. They don't have like the top other world champion to come in to play them to see who's the best.
South Korea played Japan, and I think South Korea.
Yes, hammered them. So, which is unusual. Japan never loses, but that was another game called by 10 runs. So, anyway, just something else to think about that might be a little more pleasant than me talking about a Keswick family losing 12 homes in the fire, or a man killed in South Reading because he was attacking a man with a baby, a four-month-old baby, and kept hitting him. And when finally the guy pulls a weapon that he's legally able to carry, kills him. But it's still a death. I'd rather talk about, after all this stuff, I'd rather talk about something pleasant like Little League Baseball and the World Series there and these kids are just, I mean, they act like little kids, on the field. These guys are like little pros.
As soon as they
get back in the dugout, the kid who got hit in the face, everybody runs over. Wait, let me look. And they're all looking at it, it's just.
Touching it,
going, is that hurt? And they're 4'9". Some of them are 4'9".
And one guy's 6'1".
Yeah, another one's 6'1". Yeah, you got some big kids in there. But, they're 4'9", 5'1", weigh 79 pounds. We'll be right back with Connor's son.
Sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can.
Real people, real winners. Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two, two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trines every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janier dealer, we carry a complete line of superior appliances. We also have a large selection of barbecues and barbecue accessories. Whether you want a standalone or a built-in model, our experienced sales staff will qualify your needs to provide you the proper unit to enhance your outside dining.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Redding. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. It is 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we're here at 1326 Market Street,
yes,
downtown.
Good morning. Live.
You know what? I have.
On the air.
You know, I have two tickets to give away to Turtle Bay.
Well, that's cool. We just
to
went.
Turtle Bay. It's good for any time during the year, but it's they've got, you know, they've got the big dinosaur exhibit right now. They've got a lot of things. I'm not sure all the animals are still out yet because of the smoke and all this. But that's starting to clear up. As we said, the AQI this morning was like 89. But we have two tickets, 605-4567. If you want two free tickets to Turtle Bay, just to hang out
Exploration
there.
Exploration Park Pass. Yeah, it's really nice. It's,
it is. It is nice.
Great thing to take your kids, your friends, or just, you know, go. Hey, we went to the dinosaur exhibit. We took our grandkids when they were in town, and it was right in the height of the smoke, and it was a great place to go. We do have a caller coming in, so I think that'll be great. And we learned a lot. We really learned a whole lot from that exhibit.
I talked about that the other day when Seth was here, and about how much fun it was. And I tell you, if this is a good chance, going down there, have a good time, take your kids. We got two tickets, and you know, and we're going to be, you know, we're going to be hitting up Turtle Bay for some more tickets here as the year goes on.
Right.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in town. You know, what you like about Bastiani Arms is that they're there. They've got great customer service. They give discounts for veterans. They have it all there. They've got classes on CCW and all of this. All of it at Bastiani Arms. This is where I buy. This is the only place I buy my guns at, is right there. They have all the accessories I'd like. So head on down to 2539 Larkspur Lane. It's right next to Wall Street. And, you know, here's the thing. They started it, John and Sarah, 9 years ago. They're still there through all of this, and they're doing great. Expanded. Veterans get discounts. Bastiani Arms. Hey, we're here with Connor Sutton.
And guess what happens tonight?
Football's back.
Football's back. We are so excited tonight. The season begins. Tell us about the game tonight.
All right. So, it's week zero, which is kind of strange. This started, I don't know, 4 to 5 years ago where they start before week one. I don't know why they don't just call it week one, but we'll stick with it. Enterprise is our first game of the week. They're taking on McQueen out of Reno, Nevada.
Ooh.
So Enterprise with a new head coach, Chris Combs. So it's going to be exciting to see.
Well, Enterprise has gone through some stuff.
They have.
We know that.
The last couple years, they've struggled a little bit. But they have a quarterback who's got 2 years of varsity experience already, Leslie Cummings, who's going to be under the helm again tonight.
Okay.
For his senior year. So they have a veteran quarterback who knows how to play in big games, so that should help them as well.
You've got to remember, too, as Enterprise, just, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, was playing in the state championship on California State TV. We sent our guys down there playing for the state championship against against a semi-pro team out of L.A., one of the Catholic high schools.
Oh, yeah, those are always tough.
Oh, yeah, well, they recruit from all over the United States, and they bring these kids in that have facial hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lots of facial hair.
How's this team looking?
Enterprise, they're looking good. They have some holes they need to fix in the offensive line, but I think with Cummings, who's more of a vocal leader this year, this is what Chris Combs has said in an interview he did with the Record Searchlight, I think they have a good chance, and they started off 3-0 last year in preseason, so
good.
One thing that is important is preseason is also preseason for everybody. It's going to be preseason for me as a broadcaster. It's preseason for the referees. And it's...
Is this preseason?
It is, yeah.
Okay,
so,
got it.
And they're still... They haven't had that much time to practice outside, too.
No.
Remember, they've been inside because of the smoke.
Everybody's been inside because of the smoke.
So expect probably extra flags tonight, maybe some miscommunications offensively and defensively. So that's also something to be aware of. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that pregame tonight.
Great. Before the game. And what time does the pregame show start?
We'll start at around 6:50. Tonight's game is at 7 o'clock. Typically, they're at 7:30, but because I think there's no JV game, we're going to start at 7.
Okay. We're going to be broadcasting that live here tonight, so you can stream it, you can send it, you can listen to it through Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Connor, you're going to be covering the game, so that'll be fun. It'll be live. How exciting. Nothing's better than listening to you.
You do baseball, football, and basketball.
You are so good at what you
really
do.
I really appreciate that.
Which is the one you love, though? Is basketball the one you love?
Okay, so there's a little bit, there's various positives to all of them. Basketball
of
is so fast-paced,
right,
and you have to turn into a different broadcaster. Baseball, there's more time to kind of joke around.
Build a picture. Yeah.
Yeah,
you have to, yeah.
And because I do both, one's fast-paced, one's slow-paced, it makes me better for the other sport because there's certain times in baseball where you got to be on it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, there's a little more things you get to predict, like, oh, this runner might be on the move here. And as the end of the Colt 45 season started, I start to pick up on guys who I thought in little takes that I think, oh, yeah, this guy's probably going to go here.
Yeah.
And then he would. I was getting pretty good at predicting that. Basketball, you have no time, very little time to be analytical, talk about, unless they're in timeout breaks, but you can't talk through commercial breaks typically. And then football, I also love, but they're all great in different ways. I'm excited for football to be back, though. Not even in high school, but just in general.
In general.
College.
But, you know,
Let's talk about fantasy football.
Well, wait a minute. Can I finish your thought? That's okay. I've forgotten now. But football, high school football, again, we get into the purism of the sport. And which I think we've lost a little bit in college, as you know, and we can talk about that. But in high school, it's still that little league type of look. I mean, these kids are playing because they love it, because they want to be there. This is a type of thing that some of them will never play in college. Maybe most of them will never play in college.
Right.
But here they are out there. It builds spirit in their school, but in our community, too. And this
Absolutely.
Is why this is one of the reasons that we broadcast high school football. It builds, you know, it builds a camaraderie in our community. And now we need something like that. And we need something.
Yeah.
We're back at stable. Friday nights, we're having high school football.
Totally.
Saturdays, we're doing this. You know, but it needs to be a kind of a stability in our community.
Absolutely. And one thing I said on my show right after the car fire kind of settled down a little bit. I know things are still happening. But after the main, I would say, blaze of what happened, it's kind of nice to have, when you have tragedies like that, you kind of want to embrace a sports team or embrace things that are happening, because sports, what they are, it's entertainment and distractions, and that's what high school football can be, is take
Absolutely.
Your moment off of the tragedy and go watch a game and have fun watching the game and kind of just forget for
a
little while.
Watch the kids around you, watch those kids. Anyway, okay, now, let's take an early break, then let's talk fantasy football, because I really don't know a lot about it, and I know you've been, last week, you just hammered it.
You and Breedlove, Kenny Breedlove, I mean, you just went off into some other world, and I was like...
I know, we kind of geeked out a little
bit. Well, that's all right, calm, I just need to break it down for the layman here.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. They're here for you. Maybe you've had a tragedy in your life, or, you know, a fire and all this. Well, come on down and talk to Cornerstone Bank. Go on down to 1845 California Street, the newest branch they have there. If you didn't, even, you know, if you were lucky or blessed not to be touched by the fire, but you want, you know, it's the time to maybe reach out, expand, to start doing some new things. Go on down there. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Show you how they help move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Connor Sutton. We're talking sports. We're talking football tonight. We're going to be talking fantasy football. And we come back, we're going to talk also a little pro football. We'll be right back after these messages.
To the firefighters and first responders, we say thank you. To those who've lost property or family, our hearts grieve with you. At Harrison's Marine and RV, we're still collecting donations of money and supplies for distribution. We are community. As a part of that community, we have felt the impact of this disaster, and we're doing what we can to help. For fire victims needing a trailer to live in, we are helping with significantly reduced pricing. Please call for details. Harrison's will be at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, where our boats and RVs will be on display for everyone. We'll be selling RVs and boats, and we will display signs thanking the heroes, the first responders, and all who are helping our community to recover, repair, rebuild, and heal. Bring your sign to the Mount Shasta Mall, and we'll display it along with ours. Let's say thank you together.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The word rebuild, Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Moneybot. It's Friday, the 24th of August. It's going up to 90 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. In this portion of the show, brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, a veteran, owns this place, and he's been doing this for a couple decades. If there's nobody in town knows more about windshield repair than Jeff Wurst. And he's not going to waste your time. You bring your windshield in there and your car or truck or whatever, and he'll either say, I can fix it, and he'll fix it and guarantee it for life. He'll say, nope, I can't fix that. It's too much damage. But whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, it's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 241-8373.
Our guest is Connor Sutton this morning, and, of course, the games start tonight at 7 o'clock, and he is our announcer, and he does so much more. He's such a
our sports guy. He's our sports guy.
So can we talk a little bit about, we're going to cover a lot of stuff. We've got 10 minutes.
Sure.
Quick, fantasy football.
Yeah, so last week I had Kenny Relove on the show, who's a fantasy geek in a way, which I'm sure he'd be okay with me calling
that's
that.
All right,
yeah, because he and I kind of both are. So basically what fantasy sports is you get a group of people together, 10 to 12, and each person drafts different players, and you have a team. and they have basically. So
can you have the same players?
You cannot. So okay. You got each person. Each team
you
has
have
separate
to have
players.
Okay.
And you have a couple quarterbacks, a couple running backs, a couple receivers, a defense, a kicker, tight ends.
Do you take turns? Do you take turns selecting? That,
yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the draft's the most important part, and then when you get into games, you set your lineups based on matchups with the opposing team, and you get certain points for how many yards you get, and you add up all the points for different players, and then you win the playoffs.
So
it's yards. It's all mathematically done. Yards per carry, things like that. How many yards you get, touchdowns, all that stuff.
Well, do you do it based on the what they did that week?
It's week by week.
So you pick Terry Bradshaw as your quarterback. Of course, we want to know. Okay. And Terry throws 5 touchdown passes. You get the 5 touchdown passes for your team, and all the yardage.
And all the yardage, yeah. So typically that's a really big game. So you get a lot of points for that, probably 30 to 40 fantasy points. Running backs are very valuable. Wide receivers are very valuable. So it's a lot of fun. I didn't start doing it until a couple years ago, 4 or 5 years ago now. That's a lot longer than I thought. But it's a blast, and especially the draft, you can talk crap about other teams. You can do whatever you want. It's amazing.
Now, the other thing, too, on this is that everybody, you know, you can form your own league, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do it online. It's free. It doesn't cost any money.
You can get like 10 of your friends.
You can do $10, and in the winter, because it kind of you got to me, you got to have a little incentive. Me and Kenny were actually talking about the worst team in the league, because usually by week 3, week 4, you kind of know who's not going to be very good because of injuries and things like that. That person should be punished somehow with embarrassment or something. We had a bunch of different ideas, so it's not a bad idea if you want to. Give people incentive to not get last place.
All right, that's fantasy football. Yeah. And that's a whole, like you said, there's a whole class on that.
It's a lot, yeah.
But you've got, like, national-level teams. People can join in these big pools, right?
Yeah, people yeah. Make
people
living
making
off
some,
it.
Making make a living off it.
Yeah. It's, wow. Me, personally, I don't do it, but people do. It's To me, it's just for fun.
But you have to put in a couple $100 or something like that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So football season is starting. You know, pros. What do you, how do you feel?
When you're looking at the pros this year.
Let's go there, and I want to talk about the National Anthem protest. And if somebody who's a total sports fan, how that feels.
It's tough. I think the NFL took too long to make a decision on what they wanted to do. Ironically, the NBA kind of made this rule about 8 years ago without anybody noticing that you had to stand for the anthem, and it kind of just really worked out in their favor because they had
and
this
they,
rule.
And they don't argue about it either.
No, they just do it. Because I think because the rule was already set 8 or 9 years ago that the precedent was set, and now they don't have to worry about it, where the NFL, they've changed the way they've done things now. You either have to wait in the locker room or come out, right? And that's the rule change they made this offseason. So, it's definitely interesting, and it's tough to see – people get frustrated and people not want to watch the game because the games are so good, but I completely understand.
A lot of people aren't, and the ratings have really been tanking on some of these. You know, the thing is that we can't forget one thing. And I just thought about this the other day. Yeah, I get upset about it. But then again, I spent 30 years of my life, frankly defending people's rights to be stupid. Because I think that there's a lot better ways. You know, somebody coming to work, if you were, you know, you work for me, and at the, you know, beginning of the game, you just, you know, you go off on something. Or, you know, you're working, if you work in a brokerage office or you're selling something, you know, and you go in there and you just go off about why everything's wrong and, you know, I'm protesting this. I know a lot of places you never work at. You never work again. But here, you know, they're using that as their platform. But we can't forget about the others. How many people on a team? On a pro football
52
team.
Play. There's about 80, though.
Okay. But so there's 52 players out there, and there may be 2 sitting down. There's 50 others that aren't.
Yeah.
And you can't forget that there's 50 other players of all types are out there.
Yeah.
We have African-American players out there that are got their hands over their hearts. They're singing. And you can't forget that.
Yep.
You know, and so you get into this thing, do you throw, you know, I think the NFL hierarchy is a bunch of jerks. You know, the
absolutely.
Guy, whoever heads this thing up, and they pay
Roger Goodall.
And they pay him all this money and all
you
these other things.
Else
he's
in
a
that
jerk.
Space.
He's totally a jerk. And but I can't help but remember the guy from Pittsburgh Steelers, who is the who is an Iraqi veteran or Afghan veteran. He's a West Point graduate. He stands out there and he salutes, mm-hmm. you know, or he puts his hand over his heart. I think about that in football. And so, you know, I'm kind of torn on those things too. But people can do what they want. That's the best thing about America.
Yeah, and I think, and I've talked about it on my show before, what's kind of wild is we kind of expect these NFL players, specifically NFL, we are thinking that they're making millions of dollars. But at the same time, with the whole CTE and stuff, they're putting their lives on the line a little bit because they're not living past 50 or 60, and they're only making, they're not making money like MLB players and NBA players are making. So it's a little bit different in the NFL, and plus their career times are so much shorter because of injury and because there's certain positions in the NFL where they're such quick turnover, so you
now,
can be in the league quickly.
You know what, Connor? Here, let me argue with that.
Okay.
On you. Oh, yeah, they're not making that. Yeah, they are. They're making, I think the least anybody makes is, what, $750,000?
Yep.
That's the least they make.
No, you're right.
Okay. And I realize they have to work out all during the year, but, gosh, that's tough. And then they go out there, and some of them do less, and some of them do get to $20 million contracts. So here, my whole point on that is that I don't feel sorry for them. I know 18-year-olds that have lost both arms that were making almost $1,500 a month. So I find it hard for me.
Yeah, no, I understand.
It's hard for me to feel for these guys who maybe they play for two or three or four years, but it's $750,000 a year. Okay, but a lot of them
sure.
do play for 8 years, and they're making in the millions every year.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying comparatively to baseball
right.
and basketball, where
right.
they're making
money. Don't even get me started on the salaries of these, but this is America, and if you want to pay somebody $8 million for hitting the ball once every four times, that's fine.
That's fine.
I wish somebody would come in and say, hey, Carl, I'd like you to pay you $100,000 a show. And even if it's a good show or if you have nobody there and you just mumble, okay? And I go, well, okay.
Okay, tangent time. So thanks. So we're wanted to get your input on the national anthem.
But I understand. No, but
football.
I understand.
Do you have a caller calling in? Daniel, you're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's Daniel. How are you?
Good, Daniel. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, McQueen's coming in to play Enterprise tonight, and they're going to bring a bunch of money, over $6,000 with them, that they raised for car fire victims.
Oh, man, that's great.
That's right. You know what? Daniel stopped in and told me that yesterday.
Thank you.
Thanks for the update on that, Daniel.
That makes my heart feel good.
Yeah, and they're going to give it to them.
I think that's darn amazing.
Yeah, they're going to present that at halftime, I think. Is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, so the kids from over in Reno collected $6,000 at their school to come over and bring over to the car fire victims. Wow. Hey, Daniel,
kudos.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, have a good day.
You
Thanks.
Too, Daniel. All right.
We've got about 4 minutes left there,
okay.
Connor. So let's
lay it on
just
us.
Whatever it is, just go.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and talk a little bit about tonight's game. And I also wanted to mention the whole Urban Meyer situation and kind of just bring it up.
Urban Meyer's, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So Urban Meyer at Ohio State has just been suspended 3 games for having an assistant coach who had domestic violence, and we kind of talked about it last break about how he's kind of in this tough situation because they wanted to bring this family in who has been having issues and trying to mentor them, but probably maybe took it a little too far, and now only a 3-game suspension, which in my opinion isn't very much. In college, that's no big deal. Their first 3 games don't matter mm-hmm. to them at all. It matters.
Mm-hmm. The coach was suspended too, right?
Urban Meyer, I think the coach was fired.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, the coach himself was fired.
Yeah.
But Urban Meyer was suspended, as was the athletic director.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line on this is that the university said, look, he was not doing it for trying to hide it. What they were trying to do was help the family. They didn't realize they were supposed to have reported that immediately. And nothing was done, you know, in a nefarious manner.
Yeah.
But, hey, we still got to, you know, you still got to be punished.
My issue with the situation was Urban Meyer's press conference that he had, and he just didn't seem very caring about the situation.
Oh.
Didn't seem to care that he made a mistake. And to me, you need to be as sorry as you can be in those situations and try to explain. And to me, he was just reading straight from it, which he might have been told what to do. But he was just reading a script, and I just wanted to see him care a little bit more about the situation.
Well, you know, you're right, because the lawyers from the university gave this
sure.
is what you'll read.
Yeah.
And don't deviate from it, because if you do, here comes the woman that could turn around and just, you know,
yep.
hammer us.
Yep.
So the game tonight, 7 p.m., right here, And you're going to be out at Enterprise.
Enterprise, yep.
And let's talk about your show one more time.
Yeah. It is 8 to 9 a.m. on Saturdays. We talk about all sorts of sports stuff. We had fantasy football last week. I've been doing some NFL predictions. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
who's going to win? Who's going to win this year?
The NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be tough. The Eagles don't get hurt. I think they have the best team, but the Rams are also good. And then the Patriots from the AFC. So
you think the Patriots are still hanging in there?
I do.
He's 41, right?
He's 41.
I know, but I can't help it. Greatest? I love watching him.
He's amazing.
And he doesn't quit.
And his Facebook show that he had for a while just kind of gave us the Tom vs. Time, gave us a great insight on how he prepares, and it's just incredible to watch.
Yeah.
That's
Connor
great.
Sutton, our sports extraordinaire here, has a game tonight. It's going to start about quarter till with the pregame show right here at KCNR 1460. And again, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 in the morning, going over tonight's games and then talking about some other stuff there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Coming up, we have Lou White. We're going to talk about the car fire with the man who stayed behind and saved his house. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Landslides, numerous fallen trees, and countless power outages on some of the islands. There are road closures, and there have been some high water rescues and evacuations. Lane's top sustained winds remain at 120 miles per hour, although forecasters do look for some weakening in a few hours. No weakening in President Trump's approval rating.
The president's latest approval rating in the Associated Press NORC poll stands at 38%. His rating has been largely stable over the course of his presidency. When it comes to the economy, Mr. Trump receives his best marks from the public. 51% say they approve of his handling of the economy, with nearly 9 in 10 Republicans voicing their support. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president's feud with the nation's top law enforcement officer shows no signs of cooling off.
It's gone on for months, but escalated the past 2 days, with the president publicly calling out Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who yesterday said he will not be improperly influenced by politics. This morning, the president tweets, "Jeff, this is great, what everyone wants," and then called on Sessions to look into corruption on the other side, among Democrats and those investigating the Trump administration. "Come on, Jeff, you can do it. The country is waiting." The president yesterday said Sessions never took control of the Justice Department. Sessions fired back, saying he took control the day he took office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell signals that he expects the Fed to continue gradually hiking interest rates if the U.S. economic expansion remains strong. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 129 points, the NASDAQ 59 points higher. More on these stories from thetownhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Australia's new prime minister promises a stable government at the end of a tumultuous week in which his predecessor was forced out of office, 13 ministers resigned, and Parliament was temporarily shut down.
The message that Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister-designate, is trying to get across is that it's business as usual. He made the drought here in southeastern Australia a government priority. So what Scott Morrison is trying to do is to present the face of a new generation to voters after this unprecedented week of party infighting. But Scott Morrison will face an almighty task of trying to heal a fractured and chaotic coalition government.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. A weakening typhoon brushed by metropolitan Seoul on Friday after battering southern South Korea with heavy rains and high winds, leaving one person missing and a slew of damaged buildings. News and analysis at townhall.com. A 26-year-old former government contractor who leaked a classified report on Russian hacking gets 5 years in prison.
Reality Winner pleaded guilty in June to a single count of transmitting national security information. Prosecutors say it's the longest sentence ever imposed for a federal crime involving leaks to the media. The former Air Force translator had worked as a contractor at the National Security Agency's office in Augusta, Georgia, when she printed a classified report and left the building with it tucked into her pantyhose. Winner told the FBI she mailed the document to an online news outlet. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The principal of a suburban St. Louis high school is apologizing after telling girls that they shouldn't dress too provocatively because it's distracting to boys. KSDK-TV reports Oakville High School principal Janet Kellerman told parents at an open house Thursday that such an incident will never happen again. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 right here in downtown Reading, the epicenter of change right down in downtown Reading. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, enhanced walk-in humidor, and, of course, great, great customer service, all at Tobacco and Brew. Linda, what's the weather look like?
Good morning, everybody. Currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. As we look at our forecast, the prediction is just widespread haze, and I think we're going to be experiencing that for at least another couple of weeks. So just know that. Today our highs will be 90 and our low 64. Tomorrow calls for a 94 and a low of 64. And Sunday calls for a high of 91 with our lows of 62. Monday highs around 88 and Tuesday 88. This is great, you guys.
Weather's brought to you by.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman, our financial advisor. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How are you?
What's happening on Wall Street?
I'm good. Well, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 117 points at 25,774. The S&P 500 is positive 15 points at 2,872. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 58 points at 7,937. Active stocks on the big board, GE down 4 cents, trading at 12.50. Canopy Growth up $3.22 at 44.77. And Gap down 3.45 at 28.99 per share. For local stocks of interest, Target down 27 cents at 86.44. TJ Maxx off 19 cents, trading at 107.25. Costco up 83 cents at 230.42. In the bond department, treasuries are slightly weaker, with the yield on the 10-year note climbing 1 basis point to 2.83%. And for commodities, gold is up $15.70 an ounce at $1,206. Silver positive 24 cents at $14.89 per ounce. And crude oil trading higher up $1.20 at $68 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Susan is located.
Thank you.
Yeah, good
have
to see you.
Have a good weekend. Have a great weekend. We can breathe today.
Thank you. I know it is cooler in the morning, too.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye. Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, and, of course, Financial Advisor at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call, 530-243-7561. You know, you're looking out there for new investments. What do we do now? Some of these things. Give her a call. She is such an expert. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And the other thing about this is that they will clean and do minor repairs for any jewelry that was damaged in this fire, and they'll do it for free. That's right, for free. They've already gone in and helped several people that we know of clean up the jewelry, recover stuff that's from the fire, even that was caught in the fire. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. You know, we talked about, you know, everybody knows about the evacuations, and we had 30,000 people evacuated, and of course, then the firestorms that hit us. But there's a story that we have found here of a man, well, a family, husband and wife, that live up in French Gulf, where the fire started, where it started and it ripped through that whole area. And they were told to evacuate. And the whites who saw this, Lou told Kathleen to get out of there. And Lou decided to stay, even though he'd been told to evacuate several times. And he's written a story about it, and we read the story. And what he did was he kept a diary for every day, or put not every day, but you put thoughts and comments in every day on things that were happening, and the fire itself, and living with fire all around you, and coming up literally to your propane tanks. Lou White, good morning, buddy. And I'm just saying, you know, so everybody knows is that Lou and Kathleen are really good friends of ours. And we were worried because nobody had heard from you for like 4 or 5 days. So nobody was quite sure if you were okay out there. So thanks a lot for calling.
Well, there's no telephone when they turn PG&E turns off. Not that we use PG&E, but the telephones do.
Well,
I have a question, Carl.
Okay, sir.
On the way in, you're talking about some cheery stuff. So you invite this somewhat singed, aging musician from a devastated fire area in to talk to you about it.
No, we already talked to cheery stuff. But see, here's the cheery. This is very cheery. This is a story of survival during a very tough time of somebody that put it down and said, you know, I'm not leaving. I built this house.
In fact, that's
what we want to talk about. Lou White. Tell us a little bit about Lou White.
Well, the house...
Tell us about Lou White. You're a veteran. Tell us about Lou White. Tell us about the part before the witness relocation. Tell us since then.
I'm Lou White, the famous musician who lives out in French Gulf. And I built my own house, but I started designing it when I was in high school. And I found the land, cleared the land, developed the spring. I mean, the house is, after 40 years, basically a representation of my life. That's it. Well, you just can't turn your back on that, you know?
Can't walk away from that. Now, Lou, and let's go further with this. You live off the grid.
Completely off the grid.
And Lou is one of those MacGyver kind of guys. That, you know, there's generators.
Lou MacGyver
and,
White.
Yeah. And it's that you, if PG&E cuts your electricity off, you know, so.
Well, yeah, that came in handy when the fire engine... I'm going to leave out names. I don't know if these people want to be identified. But when the wildland fighting engine came to the house, the first thing the guy did is said, okay, let's have some water. Well, other houses on the street on French Gulch that are completely devastated, well, they had no water because they depend on electricity to pump water. But I know all of my electrons by name, and I know where they come from. And so, of course, my electrons just follow my commands and pump water, and we filled up the fire truck a few times, and they were able to fight.
Okay, so Lou, let's start at the beginning here. We got time. Let's start at the beginning when you all were away from the house.
Yeah.
When it kind of exploded out.
You come into town and just did your little errand day and visited.
Work and all that, yeah.
Visited the grandkids, did your thing, and then?
Well, then they shut down the highway. This has happened to us in the last 20 years many times. They shut down the highway at the drop of a hat, and they try to protect you, and of course, that's their job, and most bureaucracies move pretty slowly, but it's kind of irritating for me. There's only about one way in there, unless you know all the goat trails in the woods. So we've never been threatened before. Fire's never come down the road before. It's been near here and there, but...
Even though French Gulch itself is burnt.
Right.
But where you live like 6 miles out, something like that?
Up on the side of the hills.
And the fire's never come at you. Then.
Well, never come near enough to worry about. But, of course, it's not like I'm suicidal. If I was suicidal, I'd go to Chicago or Oakland at night or something. But, you know, up there, I can see the fire coming. You brought a theatrical reference like Crocodile Dundee says, I can see it coming out in the woods, but I can't see it coming in the city. So I feel comfortable out in the woods. And, you know, I learned from the 2008 fire in French Gulch. I saw some buildings burn in a way that I wouldn't have considered. So the first thing I did is go home and put in bird blocks and baffles to prevent that kind of stuff.
Okay, in 2008.
This is after 2008.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the Igo fire, a friend of mine survived out there and took care of his house. And I talked to him, and he said, well, it got so intense because of the manzanita that he did save his house, but he had to get into his farm pond with a snorkel to survive. Well, so I went home and got a snorkel, and I'm ready to go. I have a place to go for that. And the next thing I did is cut down all the manzanita around the house.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break,
Lou,
here.
Lou, I can't get the snorkel, the vision of the snorkel out of my head.
Where are you going to get into it? I know your house. Where are you going
to
jump into the what?
The tank or the creek?
The tank?
Well, yeah, I have rain cisterns that are you can get right into.
You ever heard the old story about the frog in the boiling water?
Yeah.
We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you're looking for help, you know, for assistance 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark. She's been doing this for 15 years, started this business right here in Reading, and is doing just a wonderful job helping people. For more information, please give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home.
Activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Reading Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. And like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes, and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Reading Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com.
We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 61 degrees going up to 90 today. You know, I say going up to 90, it's being like, oh, is this so cool, 90 degrees, going down to 64 tonight. Next week, my friends, it's going to be in the 80s, and we actually may be hitting the 50s. So you think about that. Think about how well, how that makes the firefighters feel. It's cooler. They've already got 94% of the car fire. Yeah, I know the Hertz fire is only 17%, but this cooler weather really, really helps. Weather reports brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Finance. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell and her staff, fantastic, located on Hilltop Drive. Just walk in there. They're going to be able to tell you what you could possibly need or do. And, of course, we're all thinking about it right now. She's right next to members. What is it, members only?
Members only. And, you know, the other thing, too, is we're starting to hear some of the companies are pulling out of fire insurance. So it's really important you get a real pro that knows what's going on and how the, so many questions about this. Judy Maxwell's the one. Hey, we're here with Lou White. Lou refused to evacuate, and he lives in French Gulch, which just happens to be the epicenter of a lot of the fire there. And because he epicenter. Has this thing about s'mores. Anyway, Lou and Kathleen were in Reading. They were blocked off the first night, so they stayed in with your family here. Next day, blocked off, but they drove the 5 hours the round the bound way through a goat trail and got to the house. Next day, they were getting ready to go to Reading. When Reading was on fire, they came back. That night, they watched the fire crest over Shirttail Mountain, which I have no idea where that's at, but it's when it hits there.
About 15 miles in
about
as
15
the crow
miles,
flies.
But it's the first time you'd seen that, something like that.
Yeah.
So, get Kathleen out of there, and Lou, and you know, you had another guy, John Law, so I know John, former Marine, down the hill
Mountain
from
tactical
you.
Training, yep.
Yep, and so you two were staying.
Well, yeah, John said, I'll stay until my house starts on fire, and then there's nothing I can do, I'll leave. But, you know, the whole thing, and when you talk to John, it's staying out there is not for everyone. We thought we were prepared. Now the fire's gone by. I can see some of the error of my ways. But anyway, we were prepared with ready to fight the fire and ready with fireproof roofing and decking and fire line all the way around my house, 5 feet wide. So we thought we were prepared enough to take care of it. Unfortunately, we survived. I mean, granted, we were pretty lucky and we survived it, but if I faced the fire tornado, I think I would have had sense to say, hey, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you know what? And the weather experts are still trying to figure out what the aspects of that fire tornado. Thank God it didn't hit where you were at. But the fire was. And there weren't any fire trucks out there at the beginning because they were overwhelmed. As you pointed out, they're just overwhelmed with everything going on.
There are so many things to protect and so many, you know, the bureaucracy has to tell them where to go, what to do, and all through the chain of command, I can see their problem. And they told us if we didn't get out of there, East Fork Road was going to be blocked because that fire was coming up East Fork Road, which did happen. Wind-blown fire came through there and just devastated all those houses and everything. And anyway, by the evening when that was over, like 6, 7, 8, it kind of stopped. By 3 or 4 in the morning when John decided he wanted to go on a reconnaissance mission, We got in his Jeep, and we went backwards, and we cleared the road.
Now, on the road there, Lou lives like 6 miles out in the suburbs, as he likes to put it, of French Gulch.
With Lou
bears,
and Kathleen.
With bears. Yeah, Lou and Kathleen. In a house he built 40 years ago. This is, if you look at the house and you see what the house is, it is. It's truly Lou and Kathleen White. It's off the grid, but they live, you would never know it's off the grid by the way the amenities and everything in there. It's just a beautiful place and a beautiful property. And so, Lou's just not going to give that up without a fight. But, so the fire got into a certain point, and so you and,
John just
drove down the road to see.
Well, drove down the road. We had to clear it, which.
Because the trees were falling.
Everything was on fire and burning and rocks and everything. But anyway, we cleared it and went back. And then I could kind of see why the hot shots were telling me to leave, because everything was just destroyed and everything was just chaotic. But anyway, we told them, hey, look, there's still 10 houses down at the end of the road. And, of course, the shift changed every 24 hours, so you have different people, and they don't know what's going on. Anyway, we told them.
So this is where the fire teams were coming back into the area to try and do some stuff.
This is 4 a.m. They'd had it. They were ready to go out and a new shift come in.
They'd already been on for 20 hours at that point.
So we told them there were 10 out there, and if they couldn't send anybody down, which was kind of a silly thing to say to them, of course they would send somebody down, just not on our timetable. So we just went back down the road and got prepared to defend the best we could, and unfortunately, the next morning, they did come down the road and start to deploy things to help us.
Right.
Okay, so I need to ask a question, because we're going to take a break, an early break, and then we're going to go into part two. What was there a point when you said, "I'm going to die"?
Oh no, I always knew everything would be.
You did?
Well,
okay.
You know,
there's a strength in there that is like, it's going to be all right.
You know, so we had now the hot shots are coming in, or some of the companies were coming in. But like you said, I've talked for a long time to Lou about this, and I've read the story, is that these men and women were on for 24 hours a day. And so, a lot of them coming in from other areas didn't really know things. They were being sent in. I mean, they literally asked, where's the fire? Well, they couldn't see it because of either smoke or the trees. And Lou would take him up to his observation deck and say, there it is coming down the finger. He would, because you've been watching.
That's
it.
That's right.
You've been living with this fire. And then, okay, and off they go. Now, when you're saying they're deploying equipment, they're dropping hose everywhere.
They're sitting the crews out and putting hose all the way around, homes that the fire hadn't reached yet. It's not like the fire came through like the tornado and went everywhere at once.
Yeah.
This fire was a more normal fire out there, where it would go up the hot side and creep down the cold side, and you could see it coming, and you could kind of predict if you were a firefighter like Jason. He knew exactly.
We're
going
to get to
going.
This guy named Jason. This guy Jason needs to have his own movie here. We'll get to him in part three. But okay, so at this point though, at a certain point, you go, okay, I think we're okay. So it's maybe a little time to have a beer.
Well, yeah, because we still had satellite connection, and I looked at the heat signature, and they said it was over at Drunken Gulch, which is, that's 5 miles away. That's inch as good as a mile.
There you go.
Little did I know that it was going to run that night. Of course, the hotshots knew it, and they told me, but what do they know?
Hey, what do they know? One of those guys have been fighting fires for 30 years now. Nah,
yeah, so
they don't know if it's French Gulch.
It came running down the canyon and burned everybody out, but I forgot my point.
Well, the point
is,
we're talking about how y'all shared a few beers, and because, and so you could kind of relax a little bit after so many days of this already.
Yeah.
And
so John and his crew were relaxing,
and
fire wasn't.
Yeah. Now, this is the point. This is where the hook is for coming back after the break. You heard the plane start coming over.
Yeah.
Okay, you heard the plane start coming over at that point.
DC-10, big jet.
Okay, and this is where we're going to take a break.
Before we do that, how many days at this point were you in fighting the fire? Was this a week?
Well,
this 4 days?
At least a week or maybe more. I mean, it kind of all blurs together. It's not like we were fighting the fire because the fire wasn't there yet, but we were
I was preparing it. Preparing, yeah. But you had to get ready and you had smoke and all that.
And
you were keeping
gone,
those other 10 houses.
And making sure animals
making sure
were fed.
They were
clear. Everybody
right.
in the neighborhood and everybody up and down the
well,
road.
Nobody
was
there.
Except
right, you were making sure that they were, you were on a watch for everybody.
Except the unknown looter, which is another problem.
And we'll talk about him in a few minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Quality, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Awards, Certified Chest Pain Center, Certified Primary Stroke Center. So much more, located in the heart of downtown Reading. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with retired firefighter Lou White. Not because he's ever been a firefighter, but you hope never to do this again, right? Stay out there. Somebody that defied evacuation orders, which we do not recommend for people, and stayed in French Coast. We're talking that story right now. We'll be right back.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we're proud of our outstanding customer service. Our sales staff have 25 to 30 years experience. We know our products and take the time to ask the right questions to qualify your particular needs. And with the best prices in the North State, we promise to meet or beat any locally advertised price or your purchase is free.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at Carmona's Appliance.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web, at JRDebtConsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Waiting on the 1205 fire.
I love Juice Newton, man.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, a sports of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Super place to get a haircut. And it's 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Friday, the 24th of August. It's going to go up to 90 today. The air quality index shifts. It shifts, you know, hourly. But right now it's what, 90?
Still 95.
Still 95, okay. But that's good. That's real good for comparing, you know, considering we were at 400 last week. Okay. Hey, we're here with Lou White, who is, and we're telling the story of somebody that stayed when everybody else was told to evacuate, and he was told to evacuate too. He's had this house for 40 years. He lives up in French Gulch, in the suburbs, as he puts it. It's like 6 miles above French Gulch. We're talking about the fire and how he and another guy, named John Law, is a former Marine. And Lou, of course, is a former, Navy, graduate.
Mountain
guys, and they
kills and cleans.
That's right. If you've never had a squirrel ragu, you missed the point here.
That's it.
But anyway, so he stayed. John stayed, and they were there for the whole time. They never did leave. Then when we left,
John left. Okay. The Marines evacuated.
Well, eventually, but I stayed. And the reason is because his woman said, "Come to me."
That's right.
Because she had, you know, at that point she was just so concerned. So he but after the you kind of felt like, oh hey, look, it's 5 miles away. We're okay. So you were sitting out in your lawn chair.
Yeah.
I mean, just kind of relaxing, and John was down there relaxing with his buddy.
Well, as much as you can relax with a bunch of fire gear on.
Fire on. And then, as we said, you heard the planes coming over dumping, right? But as it turns out, you were wrong.
No, it wasn't the planes. I came to the realization. I said to John that over the radio, I said, do you think that's the sound of the fire? So he went down to look, and sure enough, that heavy jet engine, of course, as anybody, firefighters would know, that's the sound of the fire sucking in air and tearing up trees.
And so you're hearing this roaring sound of the fire. Now, so you get ready to fight it because it's coming down the canyon at you, and it's coming fast.
Yep.
You know, so then you started the waiting game.
Well, yeah, get the hoses out and make sure your pressure's up. And I heard John getting his pumps and his little crew, his son and his friend, going. And fortunately, the fire didn't ever come around. After an hour or two, we realized it wasn't going to come around the corner, and went down to look, and it had split and gone up.
Right at the beginning of the road, there's two canyons. It came to the center of your road and split and went up each canyon.
Yep.
It didn't come straight.
But the first house there was still threatened, so John went down and put it out with his
gun. Because there was fire all around in the side, so he put that out, and then he came back. Meanwhile, the fire...
It's
creeping now around. Yeah.
Up and behind me, yep, coming up to me.
Two houses down, it was reaching them first.
Yeah,
it was only on your side of the road.
Right. The next day I could see a little daylight that it was going to start to burn my friend's house up there. Her husband died a few years ago, and she wasn't there. And so I went up there myself and started to put that out with dog water and stuff I found laying around because I couldn't find any water. And called John, and he was going to come up, and then he located an engine. That's one of Jason's engines.
Yeah.
And I zipped out of there, and Jason came up and put that one out.
Now, the guy Jason is, and he's a story in himself. So we're going to talk a little bit about Jason. He's wearing a Harley Davidson. He's wearing a Harley Davidson do-rag, and he's got his team and his cigarette.
I think it was a little short cigar.
Maybe a little short cigar.
Something he was chewing on.
Anyway, so here comes Jason with his crew. Now, you go back to your place.
Yep, I get out of the way, go up to my place, because, you know, I'm not as crazy as you think I am, and watched him down there, and it looked like he was starting her house on fire. And I called John. I said, what's the deal? They're just standing there, and her house is burning after I went and saved it. And so John went down and looked at him, and he laughed on the radio and said, no, they protected it. They're just starting backfires to further protect it.
So now the fire's coming at you, and it's starting. And Jason comes up on your hill. I'm skipping over little things, but now the fire is coming up your hill also.
Yep. And Jason just kind of walks around with me on the deck. He's real calm and kind of laughing. He says, "Oh, Cross, this is going to be easy. Your house is fine. Don't worry about it. You got a fire line. You got all this. This is going to be. My guys are going to be falling asleep by morning." And sure enough, they were. He started backfire right at my propane tank, which was a little disconcerting. But he was just
started all the bad fire. He had his little drippy, yep. His little drippy fire thing.
And when the fire crested about 100 yards from the house, coming up the hill, that's the only time he was looked a little irritated at the higher ups in the chain of command. And he said, "You know, I asked him for two engines, but no. They give me one engine," and the fire was at that point like 1,000 feet high, twice as high as the, just in 100 yards away.
Oh.
And he just looked at it and just, like a lion tamer, knowing it was going to lay down, and sure enough, it laid right down and just went around the house. And then he came up and sat with me on the, making small talk on the porch.
Now, wait a minute. Well, then there's a point where they told you, go sit in that chair and don't move. I like that part because thinking of somebody going over and telling you, go down and sit in the chair. Oh, I've got, and you told them you had your own truck.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about this. But anyway, they told me to stay put. I said, "Why?" He said, "Jason wants to know exactly where you are if we have to run." I said, "What do you mean if we have to run?" He says, "If we have to run, we're throwing the engine, we're cutting hoses, and we're running." Well, that was a little bit disconcerting. But anyway, 2 minutes later, Jason came up, and he was happy, and I knew right then that everything was
chit-chatting with
was
you
all
about life and philosophies and all this.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the end, after the fire had hit there and they'd stopped the fire, then what happened after that?
The fire just went creepy. It just lays down and goes under the trees. It doesn't even burn the leaves. It just creeps. And was
that's because you've cleaned out around your area.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and that slow fire is what everybody talks about, that if you had one of those every other year, a slow
fire
moving through there, we wouldn't have fires
that's
like this.
That's what Dolly was talking about.
People have talked about this for years. It isn't about cutting all the trees down. It's clearing out the small stuff, and so these fires can burn.
Speaking of which, I wanted to mention that I was prepared. I thought I was prepared. So did John. But there's a friend of mine who actually called Cal Fire in year after year saying, "What should I do? What should I do?" And cleared and put in concrete decks. And Cal Fire said, "We guarantee your house will not burn." Well, he went home after the tornado, and his house was gone. So there's
no
such thing
as preparing. Well, because the tornado.
You know, you can only prepare. You know, when they, you know, you're right. You know, that tornado was so different than anything anybody had faced. I mean, this is a one of a kind, not one of a kind, but one such a rare occurrence. But you know, when they tell you, "Oh, your house is safe," it probably was for a regular fire that was coming.
But, well, and maybe I shouldn't say, but a couple of fire guys came up who shall remain unnamed.
Yeah.
And said, "You know, you're pretty smart staying here because we found that the people who stay, their houses stay." And if, he mentioned just a couple of days before that the fire had gone through whatever he was talking about, and the people said, "Fine, it's gone through," and they left, and a spot fire came up and burned their house down after the main fire had gone through.
That's the other big thing, too. When we start talking spot fires, is when that fire is running like that, you can have, you know, the firefighters are out there and they're stopping the fires right there, but it can blow past a mile or 2 miles.
And after he had said that to me, I went and I did a daily patrol of all the houses because nobody was there or supposed to be there.
Right.
Except the unnamed looter. And so I went around when, after John had left, and patrolled his house and everybody's house, feeding animals, taking care of, cleaning solar panels and stuff. And found a little fire had come up behind a house across the way and burned the fire hoses that they had laid out and was just about to burn the house. And fortunately, there was a little creek there, and I was running back and forth again, putting that out, and then went and called up the chain of command, called another engine in, and they were able to save that house.
So, you know, and a lot of it was that they can't, you know, they could operate independently up to a point. But, you know, and then again, having to be pointed out that, hey, we got fires here. And it's because these people are just coming in. They're fighting other fires. And when you just, because there's so much damage around, there's so much smoke, so many fires, that house, there's fire where? You know.
That's right. They couldn't see it.
Because
it
it's behind the house. It's behind the house. Then they went out and took care of it.
Yep, and they did a good
how
job.
How much hose do you think was laid out there?
Thousands and thousands. Miles of hose everywhere. But, of course, at that house, when I went around and found the fire, the hose had melted through, burned through. So then they'd had to deploy more hose.
And they laid hose on place, and then they had to drive over the hoses because they were fighting from one side, and then they drove over, so those hoses were damaged. Yeah.
They really know what they're doing. They lay out the hoses, and they lay them out in such a way that when an engine comes up, all it has to do is hook up one connection, and then it pressurizes all the hoses, and they send their crews out, and they direct it where it needs to go. So it's not that they don't know what they're doing, but
of course they do.
If they can't see the fire.
When the fire's all around you and it's changing and the wind's shifting, you know, it's better to lay hose and then get, you know, if the hose burns, fine, we'll just lay some more. But it's best if we can have something out there. Yeah. I wish I had a penny for every cent for every foot of comm wire that was communications wire that was laid at Camp Pendleton. We'd all be, you know, vacationing in Fiji every year. So imagine the they have a special hose, of course, an inch and a half hose.
Yep.
It's inch and a half.
Inch and a half.
That they
wild use. Land hose, yeah.
And wildland fire hose. And these things are tough. And unless a cat runs over.
Which happened to ones that we collected.
Now, did you have cats out there, too? Bulldozers?
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing that came in. But they went high up on the ridge toward Keswick. Hate to say Keswick, but over the hill to put in fire lines up there. So they were never in any danger. Actually, you know, no one was ever in any danger out there. The way the fire laid down, which was quite fortunate, no one was in any danger whatsoever.
Wow. So many people lost their homes in Keswick.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we were just talking about a lady, the Martin family, lost 12 homes. 12 homes in Keswick. You know, extended family that, you know, she had a house across the street her kids were going to move into, her son was going to move into, it's gone. Everything she has, she's a quilter, lost everything out there.
Drove through Keswick the other day, and it's just depressing. And I don't know about you, but with your experience, Carl, but I sure feel a little bit of survivor's guilt at having saved my home. And my wife says, well, forget about it, but I don't know. I don't know why.
Here's the thing about survivor's guilt, that you can think about it and you can go, why me or why not me, for till the day you die, and there's just not really an explanation. Why am I standing here, and a person literally next to me is laying there dead? Why is that? And you can think about it, and you can, but it's like everything you can't change. So what you do is you accept it. There's a reason for these things happening. There's a reason that fire was coming down the road, screaming down the road at you, and then split up the canyons.
And Jason arrived.
And then Jason came up after that. But there's a reason that happened. And I'm not proselytizing here. I'm not preaching here. But there's reasons for things happening. And you can look at it. Well, maybe the wind shifted. The fact is that you put your heart and soul on the line. You built that home. You two of you built that home and put yourselves into that home. That was you, and that you were not going to give it up without a fight. Just like you would fight for your kids.
Well, yeah, and then fortunately, I ended up being able to save the other 10 homes because, you know, after the fire was gone, literally a day or two later, it came up out of the canyon on the other side and started to threaten the homes on the other side, and I had to go track down an engine again and point it out. They didn't believe me. I'd take them up to my observation and say, look, it's here. It's going this way. It's going that way. And then they were able to
To see it then. So, but see, there's a reason for that. The reason they're, okay, they can say, gosh, my house was here. Well, it's because Lou stayed. Lou and John stayed John for a while, you for the whole time. So there's a reason for that. Should you try to figure it out? No. If you want to get into it and say, gosh, you know, these people lost their homes, think of all the people that didn't lose their homes because of you out there. Think of that. And then let them think of, you know, let them have some survivor's remorse if they want to. Wow. You fought for your possessions. You fought for your home and your life.
Well, some people say, well, if you live out in the woods, you know, you take your chances. But if you look at the fact of the matter, if you live in the city, it's not the safest place either.
No,
it's not. And when you look at it, that at night you don't have to lock your doors, and you walk around outside naked if you want to. It's kind of, no, I don't really think about that.
I have to lock up my chickens though.
But you have to lock up your chickens.
Jason said he couldn't guarantee the chickens wouldn't fry, and I told him, well, I was going to cook them one day anyway.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Let's talk about that stupid looter.
To the firefighters and first responders, we say thank you. To those who've lost property or family, our hearts grieve with you. At Harrison's Marine and RV, we're still collecting donations of money and supplies for distribution. We are community. As a part of that community, we have felt the impact of this disaster, and we're doing what we can to help. For fire victims needing a trailer to live in, we are helping with significantly reduced pricing. Please call for details. Harrison's will be at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, where our boats and RVs will be on display for everyone. We'll be selling RVs and boats, and we will display signs thanking the heroes, the first responders, and all who are helping our community to recover, repair, rebuild, and heal. Bring your sign to the Mount Shasta Mall, and we'll display it along with ours. Let's say thank you together.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved.
Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction.
Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum, and all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar's cared about Reading for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Gosh, it's Friday here. The air is actually cleaning up a little bit. Last night we saw clouds. Can you imagine that? Saw clouds in the sky. Yeah.
From both sides now.
8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 63. It's going to be 90 today. It's going to be the weather is cooling down into the 80s next week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-2793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They're all out right now helping their clients and their customers get their propane turned back on, making sure those propane lines didn't burn or melt and there was no damage to their tanks out there. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Just absolutely fine people. They're a better-known business, Chuck and Judy Kenny. Okay, we're here with Lou and Kathleen White. And Lou White chose to stay and out in French Gulch, the epicenter of the fire, at least where it started from, and stayed for the whole time, did not evacuate, was told several times not to. And so, you know, we do not suggest that you stay on something like this. A variety of things happened that made it work out for Lou. But you should see the photo of, you know, you can't see them, but maybe we can put them on our website or put them on our Facebook. The photos of where that fire is and where it's coming up. When you have a 1,000-foot tall fire 100 yards from your house, even though that it's, you've got the fire crew there, it kind of like raises questions about, is this the right decision?
Well, listening to Linda sing here, giving an idea of my mindset, when you go to start a concert, or I do, you don't know. You know you're going to finish the concert. You know you're going to be fine, but you don't know what you're going to do.
Right.
You go to rehearsal, and then the next thing you know, well, I don't want to do that song. And you kind of tailor what you're doing to, and you get through it. Same thing when you drive a car at night. You don't see where you're going. You make a little pool of light, and you drive into it. And then you make another pool, and you drive into that. And you can't see where you're going, but you get there. You have the confidence you're going to get there.
Right.
And you
so
did.
A neat analogy that you just said, Lou. That's your artist in you.
And you're prepared. And you have to try to prepare yourself as best as possible. But it's like you said, okay, I felt like I was prepared. But then when you see something like this, a lot of times, no matter what kind of prep you make, it's not going to make any difference. I do want to go back to the part about clearing out the manzanita and clearing out a lot of the underbrush that you have almost like a park-like setting at your house, mm-hmm. in the sense of on your property, that it's clear, there's space between the trees, it's beautiful. And when the fire went through there, firsthand information is it went through there slowly. The trees didn't catch on fire, all that, because it didn't have enough fuel.
That's right.
So, again, something that Brian Daly's talked about, Lamoff has talked about, so many people have talked about, is getting rid of that fuel on the ground. And it will at least help mitigate some of the fire damage, or at least maybe slow it down.
That's right.
Putting the mosaic of fire breaks out there.
Mosaic is a good idea.
Yeah, you know, like Dally was talking about in the Quincy Library study and how they were doing this. Okay, now you actually had a looter out there.
Well, yeah.
We don't have to go deep into this, but...
The police, the law enforcement would come up to me, to my house, and demand to see my ID, and I thanked them. I said, fine, look at my ID. I'm glad you're here, because, you know, look at my ID as many times as you want.
This is the sheriff's deputies.
Yeah, asked me, well, I saw your car at the other neighbor's house. What do you do? And I said, well, I patrol every day. I go over there and take care of things. Anyway, actually, this looter guy was high on, I don't know, head-on an engine on East Fork Road, and they arrested him and took him away. They had to tow both vehicles, and guess who was back the next day? The looter. They turned him loose.
He damaged a fire engine?
Yeah.
Because he hit it head-on.
And they arrested him, but then he was back.
Now
there's something wrong with that picture right there.
Anyway, the fact is that you confronted him, and, oh, no, that's not what was happening, but we all know it was.
Well, he's a nice guy when he's asleep, but anyway.
Okay. So addiction is, you know, addiction has an ugly face, no matter where you are. In the moment of crisis, people are stealing.
Yeah. From their neighbors.
Yeah.
Who are addicted? You go anywhere and do anything to get the fix.
And the point being that my being there, I believe, helped keep everything together and preserved houses and preserved property and kept everything together. If I wasn't there, who knows?
But you know what? You can't. It's one of those things that everything worked out. You can't ask yourself why.
Pretty lucky.
Well, there's reasons for things happening. The fire split at the end of the road and went around. And then when it started coming over the hill, here came the firefighters right there that were there available at that time with the right expertise.
Yep.
And after when he started the backfire by your propane tank, taking it down the hill, he also put one of his firefighters there to spray your propane tank. Make sure the propane tank was fine when he started these fires. And a guy that knows what he's doing. And by the way, this guy Jason, whom you have run down, you're going to give him some kind of a plaque. Maybe everybody in the whole place should give him one. Is a guy that loves his work.
I talked to him on the phone the other day, and he just said, "Oh," he said, "come on." He calls me Big Lou. Hi, Big Lou. He says, "Oh, well, I'm glad we had
a little impact on you there. We try to do our best, and that's about it. He's pretty modest.
You said that he loved his work. He's been doing this a long time.
He said he's been doing it since he was 12. There's a firefighter down the road and who is his mentor, and he just loves fighting fire. And he does. He just makes that fire do whatever he wants.
And so Kathleen is here, and I'm just wondering, I know we went through calling Kathleen and saying, have you heard from Lou? And there were two or three days of just like, I haven't heard from Lou. It would have been like a 24-hour period because you had the satellite somehow hooked up to something with whatever, jimmy-rigged, as you wonderfully do. And we were all worried, and so I'm just wondering now, Kathleen, coming back into the house, into your home, I mean, do you just feel like, oh, my God, my husband sat there on the,
on the porch here.
On the porch, just fighting, and I didn't lose my mother's silver.
No, I didn't.
I didn't, and so many people we know did.
Yes, they did. They did. As you know, you were evacuated also and had a bunch of stuff that you had to think of when you were evacuated. I didn't have that much time to evacuate. Mm-hmm. And you look at all the family pictures, you go, oh, well, hopefully my kids mm-hmm. have copies as well. You kind of just leave.
But, I mean, with your husband, there's a whole new probably level of what's happened for you with Lou.
Total respect. Of course, I've always respected him and I've known how intelligent he is. I knew he was okay. I knew he was okay because of his intelligence and his level of being able to do absolutely anything. But not hearing for 3 to 4 days his voice. So when we finally did
talk, I was sending smoke signals.
So when we finally did speak to each other, we just both cried.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize how attached you are until you're not attached.
And so did you lose the boat?